Reverend Heather Dawn Clark.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Good morning. I'm so happy to be home. It's so good to see your faces and to be here this morning. I think that's the last of my travel for the foreseeable future, so that's really good. And I was on our annual convention, our leadership convention for Centers for Spiritual Living. It was amazing. It was a very, very good meeting, and I learned a lot, as did the six people that were there with at the same time as I and the 600 other people. So next year, it's in Salt Lake City. I want to tell you just a couple of things. First of all, this is the Four Agreements. This is the last of the Four Agreements, which is always do your best. And when I first heard that agreement, it made me very tense. Maybe you too. I thought, oh my God, now I have to do my best. But then when I finally read the book and just didn't read the agreements, I realized that what Don Miguel Ruiz is saying, he's saying anchor each of these agreements in the awareness, always do your best in the present moment, then stop, then let go, let God. The way I was using always do your best, and maybe you too, it came from old memories of my parents saying to me, did you do your best? And I always would think, well, by my measure of perfection, I didn't do as good as I could have. And so I'd feel guilty. That is not what he's speaking about at all. What he's saying is doing our best to be impeccable with our word means that we do our best. And when we are not impeccable with our word, we forgive ourselves. We let it go. And we do our best in the next moment to be impeccable with our word, to speak from that place where we know we're one with source, that all is good. So that means that there's no gossiping, there's no complaining, there's no criticizing. And sometimes we do find ourselves gossiping, complaining, criticizing. We do our best. We let go. We forgive ourselves. We do better in the next moment than we did in the previous. So this really is a powerful, powerful idea. Always do your best. And let whatever is in the present moment be good enough. That is your best. That is your best. There's no better that you could do right now than what you're doing right now. Right now, you are enough. And what he says in the book, and what's true, is that we've learned our beliefs from the people that taught us, the role models, and everyone had as much awareness as they had about who they are. And we're able to teach from that place of oneness as best they could, or not. And it was all perfect because everything brought us to this point in time where we could make a new choice, a new decision. So at our conference, there were some things that I want to share with you. One of them was, the speakers were marvelous except one. And one of the speakers bombed, and his name was Lemon. Get that? I mean, his lemon, Mr. Lemon was a lemon. And mostly why he was a lemon was he was trying so hard to get our approval and didn't know who he was talking to. He used all of the stories we'd already heard before, all of the jokes we'd already heard before. And so people started leaving, like 600 people started. And by the time he finished speaking, there might have been a couple hundred still in the audience. That's how difficult it was to stay seated and get some value from this guy. And we were trying our best. We were sitting in the second row, which means it was really difficult for us to leave. And if we hadn't been sitting in the second row, I think some of us might have left. Because we were there for, his topic was supposed to be about connection, and he never ever got to the point. He never got to the point. So I will continue to go back to my point about always doing your best. This morning, I always like to get up early Sunday mornings. I set my alarm for 5 or 5:30, and I went to bed early, about 9:30, 10 o'clock. I woke up at 1 o'clock. And then I didn't wake up until 6:30. So always do your best. So 6:30 had to be the perfect time to get up, given everything that I'm going to talk about. It was a surprise to me, because I must have turned my alarm off when I woke up the first time. I didn't mean to. And I thought, well, what I want to do this morning is to model what to do, how to always do your best, even when circumstances are such that it would be easy to go back to that old behavior of blaming, criticizing, complaining, being in the past or being in the future. The point of power is in the present moment. Point of power is right now. It's the only time when there's power. There is no power in the past. There is no power in the future. The point of power is in the present moment. So in this present moment, we learn to be who we really are. We learn to live in love and be that love. Be that love. I was grateful last week when Reverend Patty was speaking, and she pointed out that the third agreement, don't make assumptions. Phrased in the negative, divine mind, subconscious mind can't hear. So when you think of the four agreements again, just to remind you, be impeccable with your word. That's in the present, easy to do. Then the second one is, don't take anything personally. Again, it's in the negative, which would be telling our subconscious, take it personally. Well, maybe we're already pretty good at that. It really is about recognizing that anything that's said about you is about the other person, not about you. Not about you. And then the third one, don't make assumptions, is really about asking clarifying questions. Ask. Clarify. Is the third agreement, to be willing to say, I don't really understand what you just said. Would you clarify it for me? I don't understand what just happened. Could you help me out and show me what you think was going on or what you saw? So that's what the third assumption, the third agreement is. And then the fourth agreement is, always do your best of the first three agreements. Always do your best of the first three agreements, which means do your best to be impeccable with your word. Do your best to let other people think whatever they think and be whatever they are. Do your best to clarify. Always do your best. So, Dr. Ken Gordon gave the closing message, and what he did, those of you who've been in any casinos, I think they're all organized this way. They are organized so that in order to get anything to eat, you have to go through the gambling and the smoke and the confusion. And Planet Hollywood, where our convention was no different from any other. So the mezzanine floor is really nice. It's open. That's where all of the business was. That's where the speakers were. And no smoke up there or anything. The casino floor, where all the food was so confusing. If you went down one escalator, then it was difficult to find your spot, where you were. If you were looking at one restaurant, and however you got there, and what he was saying, and what was true for many of us, by the time we finally figured it out, then if we went down a different elevator, everything was confused again. And what it is a fabulous metaphor for our consciousness. Our consciousness is like that casino, where we get lost in our own thinking, where we get lost in our own ideas, we get lost in our feelings, in our emotions. And when we are lost, we get out of the habit of going the right way. We get out of the habit of doing our spiritual work. We get out of the habit of meditating and praying and affirming the good. So today you could ask yourself, have I let any confusion come into my life? And if I have, to make a decision today to practice these four agreements as best you can in the present moment, It doesn't do yourself or anyone else any good for you to say what you did wasn't good enough. Let that judge, that inner judge, actually fire that inner judge. You don't need him. Let him go. Release him. Let him go. Let him be on his way. And fire that inner victim because you don't need her either. And allow yourself to be fully conscious of who you really are in this moment. In this moment, right here, right now. So anyway, back to my morning. So I got up late. And then as I was leaving my house, trying to get into my car, I poked a hole in the back of my dress by sticking my heel through it. It's okay. Always do your best. Be in the present moment. I thought, do I have to change? No, I don't. Just pull that heel out. But I couldn't get the heel out because my shoe was stuck in there. So I had to take my shoe off. Anyway, everything is okay. See, every present moment, that will they care if I have a hole in the back of my dress down at my heel, ankles? No, probably not. Will they even know? Not unless you tell them. So I did. Okay. So, by the way, how many of you have smartphones? Hands up. Okay. So it's okay with me if you're tweeting during this. In fact, Kathy Ann Lewis, when I was at their center, the first thing she said, and she said, take out your smartphones right now and tweet or whatever you want to do, Facebook. Tell people where you are and what a great time you're having and how they should join you. So, see, the only person I've ever known to actually do that was Darren and Lisa McClure. And it's a really good thing. It's a really good thing. Use the technology to let people know where you are. Let people know about your spiritual beliefs and about your practice. So, what do we do? How do we break? Because as Don Miguel Ruiz says, he says it's like we're in this bad dream, the Matoti. And he says there are basically three ways to get out of the negative dream. And you're familiar with all these ways. He uses different language than we use. But the first way, he says, to get out of the negative dream, the dream of separation, is to, he compares it to having a parasite in your consciousness. And the parasite is eating you up inside. Those negative beliefs, those beliefs in two-ness instead of oneness, the beliefs in wrong action, the beliefs in anything negative. The first thing is to identify the beliefs that are not true of God, not true of divine mind, not true of spirit. Identify those beliefs. So the one way to break the dream, to get out of the negative and into the positive, is to figure out what are the beliefs that you've been believing. And you know that I've spoken about this before. The most common error belief is that I am not enough. How could God not be enough? If God is individualized as you, how could God not be enough? God is enough. You are enough. So that's one of the, when you identify what it is, then you need to replace it with an idea that serves you, with an idea that's true of the divine, such as God in me is always enough for everything. God in me knows exactly how to handle everything in my life, how to be in this situation right now, how to be. So there's one way. What I would say is that's what our journaling is for, that when we journal, we discover those hidden beliefs, those things that we've been telling ourselves that are not true about ourselves as if they were true. If you've done morning pages, it's a wonderful way to catch those beliefs because usually you're too sleepy to judge, to put that cover on and write what you want to be instead of what you are. Catching those beliefs is really important because then you can change them. You can change them. Many years ago, I probably need to do it again, but many years ago, I took a weekend off from my life And I went high into the mountains, took a little notebook, and into a cabin where a friend and I were sharing, and she and I were both doing the same thing. We were discovering our beliefs. And I just wrote the stem, what I really believe about men is. And then I just wrote. I wrote for about 2 hours, whatever came. I didn't judge it. I didn't censor it. I didn't say, oh, no, I don't really believe that. I didn't stop the flow of ideas. And I came up, sometimes I repeated myself, but I came up with 108 beliefs, 108. And of those 108, over 90% of them were negative. No wonder I had been having issues having a relationship. No wonder. So what I did was I went one negative idea at a time, found its positive, which is usually just the opposite. And it was pretty easy to do because what I realized is I wouldn't believe all of this about women. I wouldn't say all women are untrustworthy. Anyway, I wouldn't do that. I never had done it, which was really good for me to see, well, then it couldn't be true of the only other sex there is, men and women, couldn't be universally true about men. And how that crept into my life, I don't know. But I do know how I got rid of them. So that's the first tool. Find, he calls it the heads. There are 1,000 heads of this parasite. What an image, huh? 1,000-headed parasite. Find a head, cut it off, replace that head with a positive head that's going to serve you. It's this parasite itself still isn't a good image for me. But anyway, or maybe it is a very good image. The second idea is to take the idea of universal forgiveness and practice it. To change your false agreements, practice forgiveness, first of all, of yourself, and then of anyone else that you think has injured you or hurt you in any way. Practice forgiveness. Learn to see that, if you haven't taken anything personally, probably there isn't anything to forgive others for. If you just let whatever happens or is said be what it is, without judging it, but maybe you could clarify it. Maybe you could say, oh, I'd like to ask you about this. And as I said before, often the things that you think are so, so huge in your psyche, in your imagination, the other person or persons involved may not even remember them. Because it's about you. Your life, your psyche is about you. It's not about the other person. So practice forgiveness universally. Take a deep breath right now. Uncross your arms and legs if you're crossed up. Put your hand on your heart and say, I repeat after me, I forgive myself universally. I am made in the image and likeness of the divine. All is well. I forgive everyone else universally. I take nothing personally. And so it is. Okay, so now breathe. You're uncrossed. Breathe. Can you accept that as the truth of your being? Just in this very moment, you can heal yourself simply by forgiving. Think of it as a knotted up necklace, and you've now unknotted it. There's nothing holding that negativity there anymore. You've let go. You've taken the knot out. You've released. It's a powerful spiritual practice. It's essential for our spiritual growth to practice forgiveness. To practice forgiveness of God, forgiveness of life, forgiveness of self, of forgiveness of others. The third thing that Don Miguel Ruiz says is He says, practice the angel of death, the angel of death of that parasite. Now, here's the problem. We have so identified ourselves with our beliefs that when we're practicing the angel of death of the parasite, there's a fear within many that there's nothing left. It's untrue. What is left is the essence, is the goodness, is the wholeness, is the well-being of you. But to practice that, we have a family here today that just recently lost a loved one. And here's the thing, and young woman, we don't know. We do not know, none of us, when that angel of death is going to come to us. And so what we can practice is being in the present moment. Stay prayed up. Stay in love with those around you. Because we don't know. Miguel, in his book, tells about someone who wasn't impeccable with his word. And he used his poison on another person. And then that other person died the next day. And then used the poison on himself for letting that poison out. That is not doing your very best. Doing your very best is, first of all, okay, I'm sorry, I make amends if I can, and if I can't, I let go. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. Life, which is eternal, can seem to be fleeting because the body, of course, is not eternal. The body is something that we've been loaned, and we'll get rid of it. We'll stop being able to use this body. But before we do, practice these agreements. They're so true of the science of mind. The science of mind is speaking our word to create the life we do want, to speak our truth. I want to read to you just a wee section of this Four Agreements. He says, God is life. God is life in action. Now, we believe that, don't we? God is life in action. The best way to say, I love you, God, is to live your life doing your best. The best way to say, I love you, God, is to live your life doing your best. The best way to say, thank you, God, is by letting go of the past and living in the present moment right here and now. Let me say that again. The best way to say thank you, God, is by letting go of the past and living in the present moment right here and now. So, when we say I love you, God, we're really saying I love you, life. Whatever we see is God's expression of itself. So to love God is to love all life. And to thank God is to demonstrate that we know these agreements, to say, I'm always doing my best. I'm speaking my word impeccably. I'm asking clarifying questions. I'm not making assumptions. I'm not taking anything personally because I know that everyone is one with one.
Safe in your heart, safe in your arms. Safe in your heart, safe in your arms. I am opening to your love. I am opening to
that there is only one, and that one that God is divine love. Knowing that that one is everywhere present and is responsive to its entire creation, which includes every one of us. I speak this word for each one. I speak it in the first person. This is what I know. I know that this day is a day of wholeness, of healing, of well-being. It's a day of coming to the present moment as a sacred place, as coming to the present moment fully able and willing to let God be God in us. I know that that healing power moves through our being, moves through my being, and it fills every cell, every tissue, every function, every organ with itself, with its awareness, with its aliveness. I know that life is full and beautiful. I know that anyone whose heart is heavy in this moment is lifted up by the presence of God within, is shown the way of healing. I know that that one that is abundant, is affluent, is everywhere present, and it moves through me as an abundance of ideas, an abundance of good, an abundance of awareness. And I know that this one that is love is connection, is that love is, and that love blesses everyone, everywhere, as the ripples of love move outward into the communities. I know that it begins at the heart and flows outward. And furthermore, I know that this thing is the creative process, both in the universe and the individual. And so I know for each one that every idea is a blessing. And that idea placed in mind is an experience. So what I know for each one is the experience of blessings. I know that this prayer is greater than the words used to craft it. That is a blessing for everyone in this room, everyone watching on social media, that this is the new normal. The new normal is of smiles, of happiness, of optimism, of present moment awareness, of always doing your best. The new normal is being impeccable with your word. The new normal is clarifying, clarifying, clarifying. The new normal is not taking anything personally, but the self and loving that self. I knew the new normal is doing the best I can in each and every situation, each and every moment. And so for all of this and for all prayers of healing everywhere, I give great thanks. I simply release this word to the action and activity of law. It is complete. And please help me anchor it by saying, and so it is.